Zoe Badley, and you're listening to Brownie and EJ on Hot FM.
We're counting down the days until we get to see Zoe Badley heading up Central Queensland with the man, the legend that is Tim O'Matic, and she joins us on the show for a chat now.
Good morning, Zoe. How pumped are you to come to Central Queensland?
Good morning. I am pumped. Can't wait to see some more sun and get back to Rocky. It's going to be fun.
Damn straight. And it's a bit of a change from Melbourne. That's where you're at nowadays, is that right?
I sure am, yes. It's not quite as warm.
You said you're drinking a cup of tea. So am I. Mine's goji berry flavoured. What's yours?
Well, you're fancy. I just have English breakfast with milk. Don't mess with it. It's like drinking a flower, all those things. But now I'm going to get killed for saying that.
Exactly right.
I just can't drink tea at all. Like, it just tastes like water with a little bit of flavour in there.
Even in English, I can't believe we're having a conversation
about this. Yeah, this is random. I'm going to admit something else to you. I've got this tea next to me, and I'm also just eating some scrambled eggs with lots of salt and pepper on, but I think I've gone a bit over the top with the pepper, and so my apologies if I start sneezing or choking throughout this interview.
That's all right. We've all been there before, over-peppered.
I probably shouldn't have done that right before the interview, I'm thinking now. Hindsight's a great thing. Have you done something like that before you go on stage? Have you ever eaten something that you regret?
Oh, my word. Because I love chips. And I have them always with me whenever I play, and I always just scoff a few chips before I get on stage, and you know sometimes I get stuck in the back of your throat.
Yeah, like the salt and vinegar ones.
That's exciting when that happens on stage. Or I like to just have a little scull of a drink before I get on, and sometimes, you know, this is really sweet to talk about, but you know when you get that almost you want to burp, but you can't. I can't because I've got things to do when I'm on stage.
Yeah.
And there's no room to break the hiccup or clear your throat or so, yep, it happens.
So you're going to be pacing yourself when you hit the stage in Rockhampton.
I figure it still all works out in the end, so why change it?
Let's flash back to the past. Let's go back to all the way to 2001. And you did something with one of the Big Brother contestants, Sarah Marie, for those who don't remember. Do you remember? I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Do you ever
feel... It was a high point of my career.
I was going to say, do you ever feel old and look back at that and go, oh, geez, what was I thinking?
Well, at the time, it was so much fun. And not really, because it's still... Like, I feel like to laugh at myself, and that's a perfect opportunity, just when somebody pulls that up or sends it to me. No, because Big Brother was huge back then, and I think that was the first one.
Yeah.
So we sang the original theme song in the girl band that I was in, so it was so exciting because I was addicted to the show. And then to sing at the grand final, and after that we met everyone. And yeah, Sarah Marie, well, she didn't really sing in the song. She sort of just talked over the top of it, and we did. But I suppose doing the bum dance on camera with bunny ears isn't my high point, but we live and learn.
Yeah, that's right. And you've done a lot of things throughout your career. You've been a muse, though, an actress and a model. Do you have a favourite?
Singing.
Oh, great. So the fact that you are touring around with someone like Tim O'Matic is living your dream.
Yes, definitely. And he's a lovely guy, and he's very talented as well. Plus, whoa, have you seen him dance?
Yeah.
Do you find him critiquing you sometimes, though?
No, he doesn't. He's a nice guy. If he did, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll give you some notes too afterwards, if you like.
Now, for those who haven't had the chance to see Zoe Badley live in concert before, not going to lie here, putting my hand up, what can we expect from your show?
Well, it's I love being on stage, so I have lots and lots of fun. So that's what I try and get everybody else to do. I do a few little surprise numbers that you wouldn't think, and just a lot of fun, a lot of dancing, but not like Tim O'Matic dancing. This one's like freestyle. Oh, yeah, break it down.
That sounds like lots of fun. I've got to ask you a question, true or false. I found this online. Uh-huh. Your cousin is Jade from Little Mix.
True.
Oh my goodness.
Nice. Do you get any little perks being related?
Oh, yeah. I toured Europe and I went to London and we caught up and went for lunch, and she took me to like a little fairy tale at the kids' restaurant where you dress up as fairies and stuff. But we got free food there, and then we're walking the streets just walking around, and some woman came running out and they thought I was Terry in the band.
Ah, did you milk it?
I ran right with it. Changed my ring to my wedding finger. I was like, Zane's looking for you lot. And, yeah, they ran out and gave us boxes and boxes of nail polish. I was like, you look great on stage, girls. So, yeah, I pretended I was Perry. And they're like, we love you, Perry. I'm like, same.
That's going to come back and possibly haunt you now that the world knows
no,
it's fake.
You've got the nail polish. Who cares?
Yeah, too bad. Too sad. It's on my fingers.
That is awesome. Are you into the whole changing colours on your nails as well? Because Brownie thinks it's not cool when I do that.
changing color. What do you mean? Different okay. nails, different color.
Yeah. So like my ring finger, I would usually have a different color to the rest.
Yeah, sometimes, and that's usually because I've smudged it and I didn't bring the color with me, so I need to fix it up.
There you go, Brownie. I think that we need to give this a go on Brownie. Well, I think that that's the only way.
This is a new record. Normally when females come into the studio or join us on the show, it takes about, you know, 3 minutes or so before Girly Chat comes along, but I think we've broken the record now.
Boom, yeah. Now, but I really do think we should paint every fingernail of yours a different color. Come on.
If Zoe Banbury asks you, Brownie, you can't say no.
Damn straight. And I guess you want me to be one of your backup dancers too when you hit up the stage.
Bingo! We'll give Tim O'Matic a run for his money.
Okay, maybe don't say that because we're going to be at the concert and we might just take you up on that, Zoe.
And there'll be some crumping.
Oh, damn straight. And I got to admit too, EJ, she's quite the twerker.
Oh, look out. Yeah,
we weren't going to let that one out of the box. We'll have to wait and see about that. We are looking forward to your concert, Zoe, teaming up with Tim O'Matic. If you want to come along Saturday the 24th of May at the Hegvold Stadium, get your tickets online, synergylivevents.com.au.
Zoe Badwee, it is great to have you back on the radio and we look forward to catching up with you very soon.
Thanks very much, guys. See you soon.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.